亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将要继续播放爱德华·米勒牧师一系列的信息，讲到耶稣显明神。今天这篇信息的题目是请耶稣住我家，请耶稣住我家，让我们一起来分享。
The word of God.
我们要来看神的话语。
Go and look in Matthew 8.
我们来看马太福音第八章。
Verse 14 and 15.
十四、十五节。我们来看马太福音第八章十四、十五节。耶稣到了彼得家里，见彼得的岳母害热病躺着，耶稣把他的手一摸，热就退了，他就起来服侍耶稣。
And when Jesus was come into Peter's house.
当耶稣到了彼得的家。
Actually,But he was in, Jesus was in Capernaum, he lived in Peter's house, that was his home headquarters.
其实当耶稣在加百农的时候，他就住在彼得家里面，那是他的总部。
He was gone traveling quite a bit.
他到外面常常去旅行。
But when he was there, that was where he stayed.
但是当他在那里的时候，他就住在彼得家。
And when he came in the house, he saw Peter's wife, mother was sick.
当他到了彼得的家，看见彼得的岳母生病了。
So sick, she was in bed with a fever.
她病得很厉害，她热病，害得热病躺着。
And those fevers in that day and in those lands was very dangerous.
热病在那个时代，在那个国家是很危险的。
And he touched her hand.
耶稣就摸了她的手。
The fever left her.
热就退了，离开了她。
And she rose and ministered to them.
她起来服侍他们。
Now,That was an act of kindness.
这是一个很恩慈和蔼的行动。
Peter didn't ask him to do that.
彼得并没有求耶稣这样做。
Peter's wife didn't ask him to do that.
彼得的太太也没有求耶稣这样做。
Peter's mother didn't ask him to do that.
那彼得的岳母也没有求他这样做。
He does lots of lovely things without us asking him to.
神会做很多美好的事情，是甚至我们没有跟他求的。
But just why was this one person ministered to?
但是为什么耶稣就服侍了这个人呢
？And then, as we read the, we can read the next verse.
我们可以读下一节。
Go ahead.
十六节，到了晚上，有人带着许多被鬼附的来到耶稣跟前，他只用一句话就把鬼都赶出去，并且治好了一切有病的人。
When I see the things that Jesus did, I always like to ask, well, why?
当我看到耶稣所做的事情，我总是喜欢问为什么。他做了一些奇妙的事情。
What's the background of it?
那这个事情的背景是什么？
Why did he do this?
他为什么做这件事？
And, I come to several situations.
我看到有几个情况。
Number one,
第一个，
I found that he was a resident of the house.
我发现他是住在那个家里的。
He lived there.
他住在那里。
I think that's why anybody didn't ask him to do anything.
我想这就是为什么别人没有要求他做任何事。
In a sense, they didn't have to.
就某一方面来说，他们不必要求。
He lived there.
他住在那里。
He saw what the problem was.
他看到问题是什么。
And was delighted to do something about it.
而且他就很乐意去做一点事情。
I believe that always gives God a great pleasure when he can do something.About our needs and our troubles.
我相信当我们有需要有困难的时候他能够为我们做些事情总是让他非常喜悦的。
But I assure you,
但是我跟你担保
if he hadn't have lived there,
如果他不是住在那里的话
he would not have seen her,
他不会看到这岳母
and he would not have healed her,
也不会医好他。
So the reason she was healed was because he was there.
所以这个岳母被医好的原因是因为耶稣在那里。
If he was only a guest,
如果耶稣只是个客人
he would be brought into the front room and would never have seen her.
只是被带到前面的房间的话就永远看不到这位岳母
You'd never known anything about it. They would have covered it up and said nothing.
耶稣就不会知道这件事情那么别人就会把这件事情遮盖起来就根本不提了
As we all do with our guests, we don't share our problems with them.
就像我们对待客人都是这样子我们不会把自己的问题跟他们来讲
But he was more than a guest.
但是耶稣不只是个客人
He was a resident.
他是一个居住在那里的人
I think that's something that so many of us forget.
我想这是我们很多人都忘掉
he wants to live with us.
我们都忘掉了这件事情就是耶稣想要跟我们住在一起他想要跟我们住在同一个家里面
But he wants to be comfortable at home with us.
但是他希望住在家里面跟我们在一起他是很自在的
I know some people
我知道有一些人
when they sit down to their table to eat
当他们坐在桌前要吃东西的时候
If they have six people or eight people or 11 people,
如果他们有六个人、八个人或十个人、十一个人
they'll always have one extra chair.
他们总是会有一张额外的椅子
And they'll always recognize Jesus as one at their table.
他们总是承认说耶稣跟他们一起坐在桌前
And I assure you that if you did that, maybe your conversations would change.
我跟你担保，如果你这样做的话，或许你在餐桌前讲的话都不一样了。
If you took him to work with you,
如果你把他一起带到你工作的地方去
who knows how different you might work?
谁知道你工作的样子会何等的不同呢？
You see, he came to abide with us.
你看，耶稣来就是要跟我们住在一起的。
In the book of John, we're told if we abide in him, he abides in us. We can ask what we will.
在约翰一书里面告诉我们说他住在我们的里面还我们也住在他的里面那么我们就能够跟他求
The secret is in that word abide
秘诀就是在住那个字
Because God is spirit he's not incorporated he's not a body
因为神是个灵他并不是一个身体
So he is able to be with us
所以他能够跟我们在一起
But we must take him home with us
但是我们必须把他一起带回家
We must welcome him
我们必须欢迎他
We must recognize that he will live with us
我们必须承认他会跟我们住在一起
well, I've traveled a great deal and been in many, many homes
我旅行了很多去过很多家
And I can always tell when I enter into a Christian home
当我进到一个基督徒的家的时候我总是分别的出来
If those that really love the Lord, there is an atmosphere.
如果那些人是真正的爱主的话，就会有一种气氛。
There is an ambient.
有一种环境。
There is an ambient that reaches from the very youngest child.
那样子的气氛，甚至连最小的孩子都有。
I thank God I was raised in a home like that.
我感谢神，我是在那样子的家庭中长大的。
We recognize that Jesus was always there with us.
我们都知道耶稣总是在家里面时时跟我们在一起。
And of course, there was never allowed conversation that would make him uncomfortable.
当然，我们都不可以讲一些话是让耶稣会不舒服的。
Quarreling was not allowed.
我们家里面也不许有争吵。
The children like to quarrel.
小孩子喜欢争吵。
My children like to quarrel.
我的孩子喜欢争吵。
And I delighted in stopping the quarrels.
我很喜欢停止他们的争吵。
Because I didn't like it.
因为我不喜欢争吵。
And if one of my children still in his anger, I said, well, he started it.
如果我有的一个孩子他还是在生气，他说是他开始的。
My answer was,
我的答案就是
I don't care who started it, I'm going to finish it.
我不管这争吵是谁开始的，我要结束这个争吵。
And this is where it ends.
然后就结束在那里。
You see, there was an atmosphere that in which Christ was comfortable.
有一种气氛是让基督能够很舒服的。
And we had him as our refuge.
他是我们的避难所。
We would get sick.
我们会生病。
As all children do.
所有的孩子都会生病的。
But it didn't set the household into a great fever of anxiety.
但是不会让整个家里面都通通的非常的焦虑。
It was very simple.
就很简单。
My mother came and prayed for us.
我妈妈就会，当我们生病，妈妈就来替我们祷告。
And that was the end of that.
然后病就此结束。
If we weren't better by the night, she'd pray again.
如果到了晚上的时候，我们还没有病
好。If we weren't better by the next morning, she'd pray again.
然后她就再祷告。如果第二天早上还没有病还没好，她又再祷告。
And all of us always got well.
我们每一个人通通都会好。
We weren't taken to doctors.
我们没有被带去看医生。
Doctors are expensive.
看医生是很贵的。
She had better things to do with her money.
妈妈她用钱有更好的用途。
And why should he? Should she?
她为什么要带我们去看医生呢？
He's a healing Jesus.
因为他是医治的耶稣。
You see, he was there.
他在那里。
So why call a physician?
所以为什么要找医生呢？
He saw she was sick.
他看见她病了。
Oh, I see you're sick. Well, just, I rebuke that fever. Get out, you fever, and leave it alone.
好，耶稣看见他病了，说好，他就斥责那个病，说
That was the end of the fever.
就起来了，就好了，那个病就没有了。
Got out.
那个热病的灵出去了。
I couldn't count the times I have been healed as the prayers of my mother by the Lord Jesus Christ.
我算不清有多少次都是我妈妈跟着主耶稣祷告，然后主耶稣就医好了我。
And all of the rest of the family.
还有我们家中其他的人。
We grew up with that ambient.
我们就是在那样子的气氛中长大的。
I couldn't count the number of people that came to our door.
我算不清有多少人到我们家的门前。
My father was the pastor of the church.
我爸爸是教会的牧师。
People would come to the door and knock.
人们会到我们家来叩门。
Oh, Sister Miller.I feel so bad this morning. I have this problem. Will you pray for me?
米勒姐妹，我今天早上觉得很不舒服。我有这个问题，有那个问题，请你为我祷告好吗？
She wasn't a large woman.
我妈妈不是一个身材很大高大的人。
But she would pray and with all her heart and with all her faith.
但是她会全心的用她所有的信心来祷告。
And very often.
而且常常。
She'd suddenly give a little spin.Praise the Lord!
他忽然就会这样转身一跳，说：“赞美主，你得医治了。”
Mom, how do you know?
妈，你怎么知道的呢？
Because I felt the pain go up my arm, and I knew that's it came out.
因为我感觉到那个病进从我的手臂里面进来了，然后所以那个人的病就出去了。
And they were.
他们就真的是这样。
They were healed.
他们得医治了。
You see, he was at home there.
因为他住在那里。
He was always recognized.
因为我们总是知道耶稣存在在我们家。
That's what happened here in this particular case.
这就是在这边所记载的情况发生的事情。
Jesus lived there.
耶稣住在那里。
He was always welcome.
他总是受到欢迎。
There was always a place for him.
总是有一个地方为他预备好。
So he walked into this room.
他总是走到这个房间里。
He saw this woman sick.
他看到了这女人病了。
As I said before, I am absolutely persuaded that it gives God great joy when he can heal us or do any other kindness to us.
就像我前面讲过的，我相信当神能够医治我们或者为我们做任何好的事情，总是让神非常喜悦的。
Even in human life,
甚至在人的生活中，
any good parent worth the name,
任何称得上好父母的人
delight to do good things for their children.
都喜欢为他们的孩子做好的事情。
Even nowadays.
甚至在现代。
One of the most popular stores in the United States are toy stores.
在美国一个最受欢迎的商店就是玩具店。
Most toys are absolutely no good except they give pleasure to a child.
大部分的玩具其实都没有用，只是会让孩子高兴而已。
And so that's why so much money is spent on what's not worth anything.
所以就为什么人们花了很多钱去买那些没有任何价值的东西。
Except it's worth something.
但是它其实是有一点价值的。
It's pleasure to the little one.
让小孩子会很高兴。
If we're that way, how much more God is that way?
如果我们是这样子的话，更何况是神呢？
He delights to do things for us.
他很乐意为我们做事情。
But there's some things that hinder.
但是有一些事情在拦阻着。
In the first place, if he wasn't there,
首先如果他不在那里的话，
she might have died.
这个岳母可能会死掉。
He wasn't there when Lazarus was sick and Lazarus died.
当拉撒路病的时候，耶稣不在那里，拉撒路就死了。
And I'm sure if he had been there, he would not have died.
我相信如果那个时候耶稣在场的话，拉撒路就不会死。
Both Mary and Martha said that.
马大跟玛利亚都这么说。
If you'd just been here.
说你如果早在这里。
But if he's not there.
但如果他不在那里。
Well, then if you can't find anything else, the fever is going to win.
如果又找不到其他的东西，那么热病就会赢。
And Peter's wife's mother would have died.
彼得太太的母亲就会死。
But he was there.
但是耶稣在那里。
That's the one thing that, to me is very important.
对我来讲，这件事情非常的重要。
It gave God pleasure to do that.
神很乐意这样做。
He was delighted with the opportunity.
他会很高兴有这样的机会。
And did not have to be begged or pleaded with or any type of cajoling.
我们不必去跟神有任何的祈求或者恳求或者好像要来哄的神。
He saw the need and did it.
他看到需要他就做了。
You say, how about faith? What does faith come into this?
那信心是怎么样进到这边的呢？
The faith was the fact he was there.
信心就是因为一个事实，就是耶稣在那里的事实。
They would not have believed in him if they hadn't have given him a home.
如果他们没有给耶稣一个家的话，他们就不可能相信耶稣了。
That is obvious.
这是很显然的。
It was always working in that home.
他总是在那个家里面工作。
Because they believed in him.
因为他们相信他。
Therefore, he was always welcome.
因此，他们时时都欢迎他。
And then I go a little further in this particular story.
然后在这个故事里面我又进一步的看。
And when even was come,
到了晚上，
they brought many to him.
他们带了许多人来。
And he possessed with devils, he cast out the spirits and healed all that were sick.
有许多被鬼附的，他只用一句话就把鬼都赶出去，并且治好了一切有病的人。
Now I see something else.
我还看见了另外一件事情。
First of all, they knew how to come to where he was.
首先，这些人知道怎么样到耶稣所在的地方去。
They knew where he would be.
这些人知道耶稣会在哪里。
Down in Argentina.
在阿根廷。
In the city of Mar del Plata.
在 Mar del Plata 这个城里面。
We had a church.
我们有一个教会。
And there were other churches in the city.
在城里面还有其他的教会。
And once in a while, we'd have a visitor from another church.
有时候我们会有别的人从其他的教会来拜访。
And usually they would be troubled or sick.
通常他们是生病或者是他们有一些困难。
And they would introduce themselves.
他们会自我介绍。
And ask to be helped.
希望我们帮助他。
And when we found out they were from one of the other churches.
当我们发现他们是从别的教会来的。
We said, well, how did you happen to come here?
我就问说，你们为什么来这里呢？
Well, our pastor sent us.
他说是我们的牧师叫我们来的。
Well, what did he send you for?
我说牧师为什么会叫你来呢？
Well, he said, we can't help you. If you want to really find help, go down to that place.
因为牧师就说我们没有办法帮助你，你真的想要得到帮助的话，你们就到那个地方去吧。
If you really want to find help, go to where he is.
如果你真的想要得到帮助，你就到耶稣所在的地方。
Some people want to wait till he comes to my house.
就是叫人去，直到他到我的家来。
I've heard people say that.
我听到有人这样说。
But he's the God of love. He loves me. If he really loves me, he'll come and do something for me.
有的认为说，哦，如果神真的爱我的话，他会来为我做事情啊。
Well, not even our hospitals will do that.
甚至我们的医院都不会这样做。
Nowadays, not even our doctors will do that.
在我们现在的日子里面，甚至医生也不会这么做。
I don't care how sick you are, you go where they are.
不管你病得多么厉害，你要到他们所在的地方去。
Even if you have to go in an ambulance.
即使你必须是坐的救护车去的。
They're not going to hunt you up, are they?
他们不会到处找你，对不对？
You're going to have to hunt them up.
必须是你去找他们。
And that's what these people did.
这就是这些人所做的事情。
And they were brought by others.
他们是被别人带来的。
They brought unto him many.
有人带着许多人来。
And that tells me another thing.
这告诉我另外一件事。
They believed that if they could get to where he was,
他们相信如果他们能够到耶稣所在的地方，耶稣就会为他们做一些事情。
We just sang he's a healing Jesus.
我们刚才唱的他是医治的耶稣。
Actually, there's a scripture for that.
其实是有这样的经文。
He said, I am the God that healeth thee.
我是医治你的神。
And actually, translated that means,I am your physician. I'm your doctor.
其实这个翻译起来是说我就是你的医生。
And the I am means I'm always healing you.
我是这个意思是说我时时都在医治你。
It's quite probable we'd be much sicker if he wasn't always healing us.
很可能如果神不是一直在医治我们的话，我们可能会病得很厉害。
I was over in Taiwan.
我曾经去台湾。
And I was becoming very ill.
我那时候病得很厉害。
And I knew it was serious.
我知道很严重。
And one night,
有一天晚上
I had a dream.
我做了一个梦。
In my dream, I was talking to my brother, my son, Robert.
在我的梦里面，我在跟我的儿子 Robert 讲话。
And he was saying, oh, did you know the big doctor was here last night?
他就问我说你知不知道昨天晚上那个大医生在这里
Well, we had a lovely service and I thought he was referring to that. And I said, yes, we had a lovely service.
我说我以为说他在讲的是说有很好的聚会。我说是的我们是有很好的聚会。
He said, no, the big doctor was there.
他说不大医生在这里。
Oh, I let it go at that.
我就这样子让这话过去。
I woke up in the morning.
我早上醒来。
And that was the end of the illness.
我的病就那样结束了好了。
The big doctor was there.
因为大医生在那里。
You see,He says, I'm your doctor.
他说我是你的医生。
I'm your physician.
我是你的医生。
I'm the one that heals you.
我是医治你的那位。
And they believe that.
他们相信这一点。
And so they brought many people to him.
所以他们就把许多人带到耶稣的面前。
And it says he healed all that were sick.
这里讲他医好了一切有病的人。
But there's one thing that kind of makes me sad there.
但是有一件事情让我有一点难过的。
The word is many.
这个里说许多。
That word makes me sad.
这个字让我难过。
Why didn't everybody do it?
为什么不是每一个人呢？
Why wasn't the word all?
为什么不是全部的呢？
There's only those that believe that if they could get to where he was, he'd do something about it.
只有那些相信能够到耶稣面前，耶稣就会帮助他们的人。
I read many of the scriptures.
我读了很多这些经文。
Christ did so many things, but it was those that.Came to him.
基督做了很多的事情，但是都是坐在那些到他面前来的人。
There is that getting to where he is.
就是要到他所在的地方去。
Not only in the natural.
不只是在自然上。
But also in the invisible.
而且也是在看不见的世界里。
Also within ourselves as well as without.
是在我们的里面，也是在外面。
I can, well, we know I have an old saying in English. You can take a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
在英文里面 有一句老话说你能够把马带到水边但是你不能够叫它喝
We can get the horse into the water but it's another thing to get the water into the horse
我们能够把马带到水里面但是要让水进到马里面那是另外一回事
And we can go to where God is and yet within we're not where he is
我们有可能到神所在的地方但是我们里面却没有他的存在
We will soon have a meeting with Benny Hinn
我们很快会有 Benny Hinn 的聚会
Now the spirit of healing will be there.
医治的灵会在那里。
Because he accompanies those meetings.
因为神他就是在那样的聚会中。
It's a gift to the children of man.
这是神给人子的一种恩赐。
And there'll be some people that are wonderfully healed.
那里会有一些人得了很奇妙的医治。
The last meeting I saw one myself.
上一次聚会我自己亲眼看见。
But so many aren't.
但是有很多人没有得医治。
They never got to where he was.
因为他们从来就没有到耶稣所在的地方。
Or they never got there with faith.
或是他们没有带着信心到那里。
Because I want to have another scripture for you in Matthew 13.
我还有另外一个经文要跟你讲的是在马太福音第十三章。
And I think it's the last verse.
我想是最后一节。
Mm-hmm.
十三章最后一节，耶稣因为他们不信，就在那里不多行异能了。
And he didn't do many mighty works there because.
耶稣在那里不多行异能，因为什么呢
？Because of something.
因为某一个缘故。
It wasn't because he didn't want to.
不是因为他不想要做。
It wasn't because he couldn't.
也不是因为他做不了。
He had all power.
他有所有的能力。
He could have healed any disease.
他能够医好任何的疾病。
He could have driven out any devil.
他可以赶走任何的鬼。
But he didn't.
但是他没有做。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because of their unbelief.
因为他们的不信。
You see, there's things that stand between us and God so that He can't come and help us. He wants to.
有些事情拦阻在我们跟神之中。当中使得神没有办法来帮助我们，但是神想要帮助我们。
So many times I've heard the love of God question.
我常常听到人们在怀疑神的爱。
If God loves me, why does He let this happen?
神如果爱我，为什么让这个事情发生
？If God is a God of love, why is this world this way?
如果神是爱的神，为什么世界是这样子的
？If God can answer prayer, why didn't He answer my prayers?
如果神能够应允祷告，为什么他不应允我的祷告
？And that's very common.
这是很普通的。
I've heard that many times.
我常常听到这样子的话。
It's a good question.
这是一个好问题。
But instead of shouting it as a criticism of God.
但是当我们这样说的时候，我们不要是在对神做一种批评。
Why don't they answer their own question?
为什么不自己来回答自己的问题呢
？Seeing God is a God of love.
既然神是爱的神
，Why?
为什么呢
？That's a good question.
这是个好问题。
And here we have one reason.
这里我们有一个原因。
One reason was.
一个原因是。
They didn't believe.
因为他们不相信。
And that's like a barrier to God.
这就像在神面前有一个障碍。
As much as he wanted to do something for them,
尽管耶稣非常想为他们做一些事
，he couldn't.
但是他没有办法。
How many of you are parents?
你们有多少人做父母的
？Not many. Well,
不很多。
Those that are parents have seen your child in a bad mood.
做父母的，你们有看过孩子心情很不好，
so、much
情绪
很坏。So when you want to do something nice for him, he didn't want it.
以至于你想要为他做一些好事情的时候，孩子却不要。
He screamed and threw it away.
然后呢，他就小孩子就会尖叫，把东西给丢掉。
And you know he liked it.
你知道孩子喜欢那个东西。
You know he wanted it.
你知道他想要这东西。
But he was in such a negative mood.
但是他那个时候情绪是非常的负面否定。
Even the things he wanted, he wouldn't receive.
甚至他想要的东西他都不会接受。
He rejected it.
他拒绝了。
And that's where so often we are.
我们常常也是这样子。
Even when we need something,
即使当我们需要一些东西
we have a resentment against God.
我们对神却怨恨。
We're in a bad mood with God.
我们在神的面前心情不好。
He can't do much for us.
神就没有办法多为我们做事。